Welcome to Feed on the Word with Bishop Mike Laju, the presiding bishop of Morgue Ministries International Incorporated Nigeria. Join our services on Fridays at 5:30 p.m., Saturdays at 10 a.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. at number 22 Ojodu Abiodu Road, Ojodu Bega, Lagos. For prayers and counseling, please call 0803-718-1598 or 0807-286-7084. Come experience increase in Jesus' mighty name.
Hello there. Welcome to Feed on the Word. My name is Mike, Bishop Mike Laju. I welcome you to a world of possibilities, a world of increase, and a world of miracles. God, who does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, will do marvelous things for you this day in Jesus' mighty name. For the text today, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 8. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him an helpmeet for him." Today I want to be talking about helpmeet for you. The Bible says, God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone." To be alone means to be by yourself, to be separated from others. It means to be isolated, to be lonely, lonesome. It means to have nobody to give you assistance when you need it. To be alone means you are doing what you are doing all by yourself without the help, the support of some persons. And when you get that support and help, you know you will not struggle, you will not go through pain, and you will be relieved of stress. God said it is not good for you to go through such a circumstance and situation in life. Everything, every creature that God made, he said after he had finished making them, even the other creations, it is good. But when it came to that of man, he said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Why is it so? It's because scripture says in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, verse number 9 and verse number 10. Woe to him that is alone, for two are better than one. When you are all by yourself, God says it is not good. When you're trying to do things by yourself, God says it is not good, because he did not ordain that it should be so. The Bible says two have a reward, a good reward for their labor. When one person labors by himself, he doesn't have a good reward. It says, if one falls, another one will lift him up, because there is somebody by your side. It says two got heat, which means two have warmth, which is comfort. A man cannot comfort himself. It takes another person to bring forth comfort. It also says that when an enemy arises against one, he will not be able to withstand that one except a helper. Another person stands with him to withstand and give him victory in that attack. So I say this by the word of the Lord. Even scripture says, if two shall agree upon the face of the earth as touching that which they shall ask God for, it shall be done unto them by our Father which is in heaven. Two are better than one. If you have lived your life all by yourself, God says it's not good. This morning, I come to say, receive the help that is meet for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I came to give you help, and I release that help in dimensions that you need the help in Jesus' mighty name. The word meet, M-E-E-T, speaks to come into the presence of someone, or someone to come into your presence. It means to be acquainted with. It means to get together. As you go out today, I decree God will bring into your life the person that will be suitable to assist you in life and destiny in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when the Lord made the woman and brought the woman to the man, indeed, the man met with the woman and the woman met with the man. Somewhere along the line, there was a meeting. I pray over you this day. You will meet somebody that will change your life. Somebody will meet you that will change your life, that will help you to move you away from this level to a better level in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The woman came into the life of the man and became his wife. The wife means the helper. The helper means the companion. I speak to you. May God give you a person that will be to you a companion, a helper. Even if you need a wife, the Lord give you a wife in the name of Jesus. The word wife also symbolically means partner. I release to you partners, financial partners, business partners, spiritual partners, people whose life in your life, whose presence in your life will make the difference for the better. Receive such this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. It is not good that man should be alone. But when man finds this wife, this partner, this companion, this helper, the Bible says, the person finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. This day I pray over your life that the God who never fails gives you a partner, gives you a companion, gives you a helper, gives you a wife, gives you a sustainer, gives you a person that will help you move your life forward, make things easier and better for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak these by the word of the Lord. You will testify as a help or a helpmeet is given to you by God in Jesus' mighty name. I decree by the strength of the Lord, your story changes and your life will never remain the same. I call you to come fellowship with us. Come and God will richly bless you. The phone numbers are on the screen and before you. Call, be a part of what we are doing, and your life will drastically change. Every day for you will be a plus and not a minus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to Feed on the Word with Bishop Mike Laju, the presiding bishop of Morgue Ministries International Incorporated Nigeria. Join our services on Fridays at 5:30 p.m., Saturdays at 10 a.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. at number 22 Ojodu Abiodun Road, Ojodu Bega, Lagos. For prayers and counseling, please call 0803-718-1598 or 0807-286-7084. Come experience increase in Jesus' mighty name.